7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wow, 8:33. That's almost a time that it could be somewhere. We're just off by about 3 minutes, but that's not the actual time. Everybody knows that the real time is 19:30 UTC, and that of course means it's time to begin. The doobum bum 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 binga bum 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 bum. Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's that time of day for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I like to drink tea. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? And this is something I haven't had in a while. And I can't wait to get into it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's amazing. I am drinking Dahong Pao today, but not just any old Dahong Pao, because, you know, I've got like three or four of them. I'm drinking the really, really good Dahong Pao. I don't have much of it left. I probably only have two, maybe three pots of it remaining. And this is the same stuff that I have on order, which I should receive. I think the boat is supposed to arrive somewhere somewhere in the last weekend of August, and I'll get it a few days after that. Yay. I do love Dahong Pao, especially this one. Wow, I can't wait. I'm going to be drinking this all day. Pretty excited about it. What I'm not excited about is having to stay indoors all day, because it's going to be a hot one. Oh boy, and it's going to be very, very hot the next couple of days. We got the death heat coming. I don't know if it's going to stick around. It's a little early for the ultra death heat, but does this mean that we've got 6 weeks of it coming up? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. The good news is, some of the sun I'm getting today is going to burn off a lot of the humidity. So, hooray. But I'm not going to go outside today because it's just way too hot. And I'm not going to risk it. Don't feel like dealing with it. Not at all. I think I'm just going to hang out here indoors all day and just recover. Have a recovery day. You know, recovery day. You know, people who work out and they go to the gym, they don't go to the gym every day. You got to give your muscles time to build back up and do stuff like that. So that's my excuse for doing nothing on this lovely Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. Let's just call it Tuesday and hope for the best. Regardless of what day it is, I feel like there's some things that we need to get out of the way really quickly today. And that first thing...
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
No, not only do I have girlfriend Vietnam, I think today's her birthday. Isn't her birthday today? Oh, no. Wait. I know whose birthday it is. It's that guy in the corner. Yeah, that guy.
You in the corner, happy birthday. Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go. In my opinion, side of danger. And you get two sides, so get the mean and danger. All the women wear monkey bands and they celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. I don't have to tell anyone because you already know. You get two sides. You get two sides at Pineapplebee's. So get your beans and danger. Okay, let's stop screwing around. I gotta play some music. I heard this last night and I thought this was so great that it needs to be shared. This is, wait, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Morachioli? This is Leo Morachioli, you know, the Frog Leap Studios guy, with Priscilla Serrano. And this was just brilliant. Here we go.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
So, is that brilliant? Right? You know, I don't really have to tell the committee that I'm not a metal guy. Yeah, I'm just not. There's no reason for it. I'm just not. But I have to tell you that I really appreciate what this guy does, Leo Muracchioli. Muracchioli. How do you pronounce his name? I don't know, but I'm probably kind of close. But this guy, he takes those songs that you find vaguely annoying, those pop songs that get in your head and you just go, ugh. And he takes them and he makes them into metal versions. And I think that that was probably how the song What Is Love was meant to be interpreted to begin with. So I feel like our friend Leo here and his friend Priscilla Serrano, I just love everybody named Serrano. Because that's a chili pepper. And I like chilies. Wow. I just... Good job, Leo and Priscilla. I approve. And I believe that the Dubious Goals Committee approves as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to speak for the entire committee, but come on. That was brilliant, and you know it. And that reminds me of something else. Something else I saw a couple nights ago. What was I? Oh, yeah. You know, I was just... I was sitting around and I thought, yeah, I feel like listening to some old dinosaur rock. And so I was listening to some Led Zeppelin. And then the trusty YouTube algorithm that guides all of our lives suggested, oh, you're going to want to watch this Foo Fighters thing. And I'm like, no, I don't really want to watch the Foo Fighters thing. And then I saw, oh, wait, it's like Foo Fighters playing with Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I do want to watch that. And I'm kind of glad I did because it was actually pretty cool. One thing you need to know about me is I'm not a huge grunge fan either. I never thought Nirvana was cool. Foo Fighters, when they were doing their Mentos commercials, I didn't think was that great, but I don't know, Dave Grohl's been doing some pretty cool stuff lately, and I thought, well, you know, if he wants to play some Led Zeppelin tunes and he can talk Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones into joining him on stage at Wembley, okay, yeah, maybe that is kind of cool. And so then, because I watched a Foo Fighters thing, then the trusty YouTube algorithm, all hail the algorithm, it decided that I needed to see something else. And what it showed me was a thumbnail of Dave Grohl standing in front of a microphone. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then it says underneath, DGs, you should be dancing. And I'm thinking, DGs... like the Bee Gees, DG, that's Dave Grohl's initials. Then I thought, wait a minute, could this possibly be the Foo Fighters doing Bee Gees disco covers? If that's true, I think we need to hear something of that nature. What do you think? Brilliant, right? Absolute genius. Thank you, Dave Grohl and the Food Fighters and DGs. Obviously, that was the Foo Fighters with about five other people, but wow. All I can say is two things. One, my opinion of the Foo Fighter has gone up 9,000-fold. Two, I had to make that a little bit my own, so if you heard anything in the fancy remix, you know, maybe that was just your little Tobster putting his little spin on disco foo.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
I'm starting to get hungry. Is anybody else starting to get hungry? I'm getting hungry. And I am looking forward to lunch today, because I am going to have a salad, and I am going to have some pizza. But I'm not having one of my mustache pizzas. No, I actually have real pizza in my refrigerator left over from last night. Apparently, what happened exactly? Oh, yeah. The past, present, and future... The past, present, and future president of all music clubs, sometimes known as my maternal parental unit, had book club last night, so the emeritus called me up and said, hey, let's get some pizza, and I said, okay, let's get some pizza. And so we went out to Mama's Pizza, and we hung out there for a couple of hours, eating pizza, drinking cola-flavored beverage, and talking about all kinds of weird stuff, including, but not limited to, the upcoming family members visit. We have some family coming into town in a couple of weeks. When is that? Yeah, it's like 2.5 weeks from now. And, that's going to be interesting, because one of these family members is one of those types of family members where you just kind of go, yo. And yeah, so there's going to be a lot of yo. And we were trying to figure out ways to neutralize the yo and talk about various events and things that need to happen, which includes a lot of music activities. There's a folk song meeting that weekend, and then there's the jam down at the Florence Mill, and then there's what else? I don't remember. So I've got a lot of that to look forward to, and even though I'm not looking forward to it, I actually am sort of looking forward to it, because this means that we're going to go out to eat a lot. Yay! And so we're going to go to restaurants. Yay! I like restaurants. And I'm hoping, and I think this could happen, we might just have to go up to Blair, Nebraska. Just a country mile north of Omaha in Blair, Nebraska. How far is a country mile? About 20 miles. That's 30 kilometers. So if you ever hear somebody say a country mile, apparently that's 30 kilometers. I didn't make it up. I don't have anything to do with this, but what is up in Blair? That's right. The restaurant that I've been trying to go to for the last at least 1 year, the Driftwood Inn. Why do I want to go there? Because Justin Johnson has gone there. I think Justin Johnson even played there, and there's a room in this restaurant that's full of cigar box guitars that are made by a guy who lives up there in Blair. And I think he's also the guy that owns that big construction contractor that has that big office in Blair. As you drive into that, down that main strip, you know, there's that, you don't know, you've never been there. Jeez. So that's why I have to go there. Supposedly, the food's really good. It's a steakhouse, and I do like to eat beef on occasion. I eat a hell of a lot less of it than I used to, but regardless, go up there, have some steaks, play those cigar box guitars, because I like cigar box guitars. And I'd like to meet the guy who makes these, because I've seen a few of these. If you go online and go to the YouTubes and look up Justin Johnson videos, you will find a video of him sitting in a room in the Driftwood Inn playing cigar box guitars. And some of these look pretty cool. These are some kind of fancy. You know, not totally, you know, like the instruments I make, which are entirely practical and are not meant to look cool. They're meant to look as crappy as possible. Because that's my, you know, style philosophy. Make it look crappy so that when amazing sounds come out of it, people are just more goo-goo. They just go, oh my god, how do you, that's amazing. But these guitars I want to look at, they're kind of fancy. They have extra stuff on them, and they're expensive, and they cost as much as regular guitars. And what's the point of that? But still, they kind of look cool. And who's this guy that makes them? I don't know, some kind of construction daddy. He lives up in Blair. Well, kind of makes sense that construction daddies might want to build some guitars or musical instruments or something, because they're construction daddies. They construct things. I like to construct things. I'm not a construction daddy, but I do like to build fun stuff. And so hopefully, during this little mini family reunion, we can go up to Blair, get into some decent food, and check out some of this cigar box guitar action, because, yeah, I'm excited about it. And if you're wondering, yeah, Tobe, do you have to drive by Blair the airport to get there? Yes, you have to drive right by Blair the airport and see its cool green and white beacon at night. Well, I mean, if you're driving up there at night. But yeah, Blair, Nebraska. Can't wait to get back up to Blair. I gotta think of some other stuff, though. I gotta think of some other crazy activities. I don't know. But, oh, that reminds me of something else kind of related. Nyampasu! Not related to Nyampasu. I think Play Music on the Porch Day is back on. That's at the end of August. When I have more information about this, I will let you know. But yeah, we couldn't have International Play Music on Your Porch Day last year, thanks to certain viri that were going around. And are still going around, let's not kid ourselves. But at least we can all hang out in the driveway and play some music. So that'll be fun. What am I going to do for that? Well, I'll probably go over to one of my parents' friends' house where there will be a lot of people hanging out, playing music all day, out in the driveway, eating some food. Oh, I'll have to take some tea, drink some tea. Oh, speaking of tea, let's drink some more. So, yeah, stay tuned, and I will let you know exactly when that is. It's going to be like the last Saturday of August, I think. And you can go outside and play music on your porch, too. And when all your neighbors come and complain and say, hey, why are you playing music on your porch? You can explain to them that it's International Play Music on Your Porch Day. But right now, it's Drink Tea While You're Sitting on Your Floor Day. And I got the TV on. And it must be Natalie Wood Day on the old movie channel, because Gypsy is on right now. And then later we've got Inside Daisy Clover. And then Penelope. Yeah, it's all Natalie Wood today. That's fine. And Natalie Wood, there's a big old mystery for you. Oh, here comes Carl Malden. Rosalind Russell can't be too far behind. Natalie Wood, I just like to remind everybody that Christopher Walken was on the boat when it happened. Oh, more cowbell for Natalie Wood. Oh, it's such a mystery. We're never going to know what happened. Wow. Give me a Nyampasu.
Nyampasu.
That was kind of a faint and weak Nyampasu. Maybe we need to add some gain to get a good Nyampasu. Oh yeah, there we go. Nyampasu. Nyampasu. Yeah, so I've got the OP1 out today. I'm thinking I need to figure something out. What am I going to do with this thing? You know what I'm saying? We've talked about it a lot. We've got this mega digital thing that the only way to hook it up to anything is USB. And everything else I have is not USB. It's either 3.5mm TRS or it's 5-pin DIN, the way it should be. So anyway, I gotta find a box. I'm gonna have to go online and do online shopping. The thing that I hate the most in the world. Who thought this was a better way to buy things? It just isn't. And this means I gotta go find somebody who has a computer. It's just so stupid. I just want to walk into a store, hand somebody some money, and say, give me that thing. And then they give me that thing, and they say, thanks for listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Nyampasu. I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.